This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Pomp and circumstance in Jerusalem as Vice President J.D. Vance meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top officials in a bid to shore up the peace plan and a fragile ceasefire in Gaza.
What it could allow is an alliance structure in the Middle East that perseveres, that endures, and that allows the good people in this region of the world to step up and take ownership of their own backyard.
After he arrived yesterday, Vance said the ceasefire is going better than anticipated. He also acknowledged challenges ahead, like getting Hamas to disarm. New Yorkers push back when masked ICE agents descend. Protesters swarm streets in Chinatown as federal agents rounded up street vendors selling alleged designer knockoffs. CBS News New York's Alicia Reed.
Director of Street Vendor Project Mohammed Atiyah says vendors already face enforcement from several city agencies. He says it's difficult for them to get licenses, making them more vulnerable.
It's really horrifying that this is happening in New York City, a city of immigrants.
For the 12th time in 22 days, the Senate will vote on a measure to end the government shutdown. Neither side seems to be budging, and lines are growing at food banks. Correspondent Nicole Killian checked in at one in Maryland.
Hundreds of furloughed federal workers showed up, in some cases for the very first time.
We got milk.
Sandra Wright has worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development for 40 years.
Why did you decide to come here?
Just to stock up on food, you know, because we're not going to be getting paid this coming week.
Days after the president commuted his 7-year prison sentence for fraud and ID theft, former GOP Congressman George Santos has spoken to CBS New York.
George Santos says he spent 41 days in isolation due to death threats in a cell that he says was fewer than 6 feet wide and 9 feet high. He was kept there 23 hours a day. Now out, he says he apologizes to his constituents who he let down.
I have been given an opportunity to rewrite the ending of my life, and I will make sure that it's as honorable as humanly possible.
Santos says now he wants to work on prison reform and helping troubled youth and has no plans to seek office in the near future. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
New competition for Google. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
OpenAI has unveiled Atlas, its new web browser that's poised to take on Google Chrome. The company says the search engine is built with ChatGPT at its core, with settings that allow the browser to remember previous chats and searches.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Music Cares has named its 2026 Person of the Year.
Five-time Grammy winner Mariah Carey gets the honor from the organization which helps music professionals who need financial, personal, or medical assistance. While she's mostly known for her singing pipes, she's also a huge philanthropist and has used her platform to help communities and underserved youth. Carey will be honored at the 35th Annual Person of the Year Benefit Gala in Los Angeles, January 30th. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
For the first time in 55 years, an American has won the top prize at the World's Piano Olympics. 27-year-old Eric Liu of Massachusetts has come in first at the International Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw. He beat out 181 other performers, most from China, Japan, and South Korea. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Brew City police bargaining is over. The Milwaukee Police Association and Mayor Cavalier Johnson have reached a tentative police contract agreement. It didn't come without a public back and forth. The union president accused the city and mayor of insulting officers with inadequate raises and slow negotiations. Mayor Johnson pushed back against some of the union demands and rejected the union-backed idea of deploying the National Guard to address crime. Despite the words, both sides call the New Deal a reasonable compromise that still requires union and a common council approval. Earlier this year, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman was given a new four-year contract. His raise brings his salary to $243,000 annually, a jump of about 33% from his previous pay. After reports that Milwaukee bus drivers were told not to collect fares, Congressman Brian Stile wants to step in. He's introducing a bill called the No Free Rides Act. It would require cities to make sure passengers pay up or risk losing federal funding. Stile says Milwaukee County's fare policy has already cost the system millions and isn't fair to rule-following riders. MCTS argues that the approach was about driver safety, not giveaways. Stile says the plan is about accountability and protecting taxpayers. A night out at Danny Boy's Bar in Horicon took a fiery turn when a disgruntled customer allegedly set the place on fire Monday night. Dodge County investigators say the fire forced a tenant living above the bar to seek refuge on the roof before an officer rescued them with the help of a nearby ladder. Firefighters were able to put out the fire and evacuate everyone's safety. The suspect, a 42-year-old man from Eustisford, faces multiple felony charges, including arson. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County is set to get a big boost for its roads this quarter with more than $10 million in transportation aid. The city of Milwaukee alone gets over $7 million, with communities like Franklin, West Allis, and Wauwatosa also getting hundreds of thousands each. The funding is part of a statewide $145 million investment announced by Governor Tony Evers, the largest transportation aid payout ever. From Milwaukee to the majors, and now to the World Series. UW-Milwaukee alumni Dalton Varsho is heading to baseball's biggest stage with the Toronto Blue Jays, who clinched their first World Series appearance since 1993. Varsho knocked out two key hits in Game 7 against Seattle, driving in a run to help seal the deal. The Marshfield native already made history as UWM's first big league player. The World Series starts Friday. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. A new audit reveals nearly 25% of schools in Wisconsin have missed their financial reporting deadlines. The report from the Legislative Audit Bureau last year says the Department of Public Instruction did not even start reviewing submitted reports until more than 2 months after the deadline. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the department's working to improve communication and enforcement. Lawmakers warn the constant issues hurt taxpayers and the quality of education. A new bill at the Wisconsin Capitol is stirring up debate about abortion care. Republicans say their proposal protects doctors performing life-saving procedures so they are not punished under state abortion laws. Opponents, including several medical organizations, are arguing that it adds confusion and uses political language instead of medical terms. Supporters say they hope it'll ease fears among doctors treating dangerous pregnancies. Governor Evers says that he will veto the bill if it passes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A ban on cell phones in Wisconsin classrooms heads to the governor's desk after passing both chambers. The bill would force school districts to stop students from using their cellular devices during class, except in emergencies or with a teacher's permission. Some Democrats are calling the move unnecessary and even risky. State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe says phones can be vital in a lockdown.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or a call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa. mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure cleared the Senate 29-4 and faces uncertainty with the governor. Two familiar names are making another run in Wisconsin politics. Fond du Lac County DA Eric Toney announcing that he is running for attorney general again after losing to Josh Call in 2022. And Racine businessman Will Martin says that he is running for lieutenant governor. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Welcome to Wednesday, Milwaukee. Good morning to you. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens. Aaron Rodgers gets to play the Packers this coming weekend, which is going to be an experience in itself. Forecast for today, afternoon scattered showers, cloudy skies and a high of around 49. Winds could gust up to about 30. And overcast skies in Milwaukee now in 45. Coming up, Mike Clemens in sports, also a traffic update and weather detailed forecast as well. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 6:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Join me every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. Our guests and experts cover the news and issues that matter most to you and your family, from rising grocery prices to affordable health care to political division. It's great conversation, real solutions, and a small dose of fun, too. The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM.
And good morning, it's 6:13. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning to you, I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Mike Clemens, he's got sports. Good morning, Mike.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
6:14, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9, and each hour, three traffic updates per hour. Let's get one now. This one's sponsored by Blindster.com. We welcome Bonnie Green.
Well, a handful of slow spots. 4145 northbound backed up Mayfair to Burleigh. Southbound slows 124th to Appleton Avenue. 94 westbound at Moreland Road, a stall on the right shoulder. And 94 westbound, a stall on the exit ramp to 164. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive, and Blindster's prices are low, and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Find out more at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. Look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Overcast skies in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the west at 14, gusting at 24. Coming up, CBS News, Jill on Money. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:16.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine. Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
6:17, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, an update from CBS News about some money advice. Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Vanessa from North Carolina asks, I bought life insurance for my young children to also use as a savings vehicle for college. Now I'm starting to think I made a mistake. What are my options? Well, Vanessa, no need to panic. Your instinct is probably right. Life insurance for college is usually not the best game plan. The first step is to call the insurance company to make sure you've got a clear picture of any potential tax consequences for blowing out of the policies. Once you have the proceeds, the best account to use for college is a 529 plan. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
6:19, now serving all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, CBS News, local news with an update from Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto, she has got the state news covered at the Civic Media State News Desk. Forecasts for today. We've got afternoon scattered showers, cloudy skies, and around 49 for the high. Winds could gust up to about 30. And right now in Milwaukee, we've got overcast and 45. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. CBS News in seconds.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Pomp and circumstance in Jerusalem as Vice President J.D. Vance meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top officials in a bid to shore up the peace plan and a fragile ceasefire in Gaza.
What it could allow is an alliance structure in the Middle East that perseveres, that endures, and that allows the good people in this region of the world to step up and take ownership of their own backyard.
After he arrived yesterday, Vance said the ceasefire is going better than anticipated. He also acknowledged challenges ahead, like getting Hamas to disarm. New Yorkers push back when masked ICE agents descend. Protesters swarmed streets in Chinatown as federal agents rounded up street vendors selling alleged designer knockoffs. CBS News New York's Alicia Reed.
Director of Street Vendor Project Mohammed Atiya says vendors already face enforcement from several city agencies. He says it's difficult for them to get licenses, making them more vulnerable.
It's really horrifying that this is happening in New York City, a city of immigrants.
For the 12th time in 22 days, the Senate will vote on a measure to end the government shutdown. Neither side seems to be budging, and lines are growing at food banks. Correspondent Nicole Killian checked in at one in Maryland.
Hundreds of furloughed federal workers showed up, in some cases, for the very first time.
You got milk.
Sandra Wright has worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development for 40 years.
Why did you decide to come here?
Just to stock up on food, you know, because we're not going to be getting paid this coming week.
Days after the president commuted his 7-year prison sentence for fraud and ID theft, former GOP Congressman George Santos has spoken to CBS New York.
George Santos says he spent 41 days in isolation due to death threats in a cell that he says was fewer than 6 feet wide and 9 feet high. He was kept there 23 hours a day. Now out, he says he apologizes to his constituents who he let down.
I have been given an opportunity to rewrite the ending of my life, and I will make sure that it's as honorable as humanly possible.
Santos says now he wants to work on prison reform and helping troubled youth and has no plans to seek office in the near future. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
New competition for Google. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
OpenAI has unveiled Atlas, its new web browser that's poised to take on Google Chrome. The company says the search engine is built with ChatGPT at its core, with settings that allow the browser to remember previous chats and searches.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25. For a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Music Cares has named its 2026 Person of the Year.
Five-time Grammy winner Mariah Carey gets the honor from the organization which helps music professionals who need financial, personal, or medical assistance. While she's mostly known for her singing pipes, she's also a huge philanthropist and has used her platform to help communities and underserved youth. Carey will be honored at the 35th Annual Person of the Year Benefit Gala in Los Angeles, January 30th. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
For the first time in 55 years, an American has won the top prize at the World's Piano Olympics. 27-year-old Eric Liu of Massachusetts has come in first at the International Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw. He beat out 181 other performers, most from China, Japan, and South Korea. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All news all morning, W-A-U-K.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new contract for Milwaukee Police. After years without one, the Milwaukee Police Association and the City of Milwaukee have reached a new tentative agreement covering most of the city's law enforcement officers. The deal was announced jointly by Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the union president. It still needs approval from union members and the Milwaukee Common Council before it can take effect. Financial details haven't been released. The agreement ends weeks of ongoing arbitration and years without a deal. The union president calls it a reasonable compromise following months of tough negotiations and public criticism. Mayor Johnson says the city is committed to public safety and fair compensation for officers. It could be last call at a popular downtown Milwaukee bar. Milwaukee's license committee is recommending to pull the Element Lounge license after multiple shootings tied to people leaving the club. Police say the bar's operation has created safety problems, but the attorney for the nightclub insists that they're being targeted for crimes that happen nearby. The issue now heads to the full Common Council, which votes November 4th on whether the bar stays open or shuts down. The southeastern Wisconsin man charged with stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky will have a preliminary hearing next week. Investigators say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton of Racine sent multiple threatening emails between August and October, causing the judge to fear for her safety. If convicted, he faces up to 3.5 years in prison and has been ordered to avoid contact with the judge. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Seniors on Milwaukee's north side are demanding answers after months of silence about the closure of a community center. The McGovern Senior Center shut down in August due to flooding and mold, and county officials have yet to give a date for a reopening. The alder for the area, Andrea Pratt, says she's been hearing from people who are frustrated and say that they feel shut out of the process and want transparency. She's urging the county to share their plan and to reopen the center as soon as it's safe. Pratt also encouraged seniors to attend an upcoming county budget meeting to make their voices heard. There's one next Tuesday at the Mitchell Park Pavilion. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The combined company, known as the 1939 Group, operates 164 stores and employs more than 19,000 people. Festival Foods has stores in West Dallas and Hales Corners. Despite the change in ownership, Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will keep their names, employees, and community efforts. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The clock's ticking on Wisconsin's food share program, which could stop providing groceries in 10 days due to the federal government shutdown. Governor Tony Evers is urging leaders in Washington to act quickly to prevent hundreds of thousands of people from losing their food benefits. Those in need can reach out to 211 for food assistance and local resources. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsin's schools missed important financial deadlines last year, this according to an audit that said it included 20% of independent charter schools and 10% of choice schools. The audit from the Legislative Audit Bureau also revealing that the Department of Public Instruction took more than 2 months after the deadline just to start reviewing reports. Lawmakers say the delay harms taxpayers and schools. DPI Superintendent Jill Underlie says the department is working to balance enforcement with supporting schools and their unique challenges. There are some in Madison that want to make it easier to carry guns without a license and harder for the government to regulate them. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers Tim Carpenter and Andre Jacques have introduced a plan that would let people carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bills also include tax breaks on guns and ammo. Supporters say the changes protect personal freedom. Democrats are arguing that the measures would increase gun violence. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The proposed cell phone ban in schools is waiting for the governor. Wisconsin lawmakers have a bill to take cell phones out of classrooms. The plan would require every school district to ban students from using their phones or tablets or gaming devices during class. Senator Raquel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton, says it's about getting kids to focus again.
I've had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions.
Some Democrats are against the bill, saying it could make lockdowns more dangerous. The measure passed the Senate 29-4 and now heads to the governor's desk. A Navy veteran's lung transplant marks a big moment at UW Health in Madison. David Peabody became the hospital's 1,000th lung transplant patient after moving from Kentucky for surgery last year. The transplant partnership between UW Health and the VA hospital helps veterans from across the country get life-saving care. Doctors say Peabody's recovery is a powerful example of how far transplant medicine has come. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Thank you, Leslie and Stu. It's 6:32, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Lemons has got sports, traffic, and weather together as well. We got afternoon scattered showers to look forward to. Cloudy skies today and a high of around 49. Winds could gust up to about 30. Might want to grab a hoodie or a sweater. Overcast skies now in Milwaukee at 45. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:31.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the east side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matinee on air at 9, the Tom Hartman program at 11, Todd Olba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
And good morning, it's 6:34, time check, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you, I'm Dan Haney, thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Lemons in sports, also traffic and weather together coming up as well. Let's get to it with Mike Lemons.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton, how's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers in
instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. Like, as good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Traffic and weather together at 635. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic three times an hour in that time frame. This one's sponsored by Blindster.com. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound stop and go, 124th to Appleton. 4145 northbound slow Mayfair to Burleigh. Stall on the right shoulder on 94 westbound at Moreland Road. And 4145 northbound stop and go from Lannan to Holy Hill. A vehicle fire blocks two right lanes. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices. With a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way, Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. We'll look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. Currently it's 44 degrees.
I guess goodbye 70s, huh? Overcast skies now in Milwaukee. Winds are west out of the west at 14, gusting at 24. Coming up, CBS News Money Advice, Jill on Money, WAUK News Time, 6:37.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaben announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
6:38, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it for Apple and Google as well. Coming up, CBS News Update, and right now, money advice from CBS. Jill on Money, WAUK News Time, 6:39.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Vanessa from North Carolina asks, I bought life insurance for my young children to also use as a savings vehicle for college. Now I'm starting to think I made a mistake. What are my options? Well, Vanessa, no need to panic. Your instinct is probably right. Life insurance for college is usually not the best game plan. The first step is to call the insurance company to make sure you've got a clear picture of any potential tax consequences for blowing out of the policies. Once you have the proceeds, the best account to use for college is a 529 plan. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive.
we make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
640, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Traffic and weather together as well. Sports with Mike Clemens and local news with Stuart J. Waddles and state news with Leslie Lotto. Currently in Milwaukee, overcast skies and 45. Winds are out of the west at 14, gusting at 24. We'll see some afternoon rain showers and then cloudy and then a high of around 49. It's again, currently we've got overcast and 45 in Milwaukee. How about an update from CBS News? WAUK News Time is 6:40.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President J.D. Vance and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stood side by side in Jerusalem today and spoke about the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Here's Vance.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy. I think the Prime Minister knows that as well as anybody, but it's something that we're committed to in the Trump administration.
Last night, Vance visited a new facility in southern Israel where about 200 American troops are helping to monitor the ceasefire. Israel Hamas returned the bodies of two more hostages last night. President Trump's pick to head the Office of Special Counsel is bowing out after allegations of racist text messages.
Paul Ingracia says he will not appear at a Senate nomination hearing tomorrow because he doesn't have enough Republican votes. He lost some of them after Politico published text messages from the past year in which Ingracia said he has a Nazi streak from time to time, and he called Martin Luther King Jr. the 1960s George Floyd. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the White House's vetting process.
When you think it can't get any worse from Donald Trump in the White House, it does.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New Yorkers took to city streets en masse after masked ICE agents showed up in Chinatown.
ICE out now! ICE out now!
Federal agents rounded up street vendors suspected of selling counterfeit designer items. CBS News New York's Christina Phan with reaction from Homeland Security.
In a statement, a spokesperson condemned rioters who were, quote, shouting obscenities, became violent, and obstructed law enforcement duties. In a startling move, military-style trucks were brought in. Local leaders and immigration advocates immediately gathered to condemn the agency's actions.
None of this is about public safety. It is about fear and chaos.
In L.A., a U.S. marshal and a driver accused of being in the U.S. illegally were shot and wounded by an ICE agent during a traffic stop. The government shut down now in its 22nd day, and food banks can't keep up. Pastor Oliver Carter's wife is a furloughed federal employee.
We got a check last week, a half a check, and this week is no check coming, so we should be in line, too.
He helps run a food bank in Maryland. Track your daily steps. You may not meet as many as you think. CBS's Michael George.
A Mass General Brigham study found older women who took 4,000 steps just once or twice a week had a 27% lower risk for cardiovascular disease and a 26% lower risk of death. Notably, the health benefits were linked to how many steps were taken, rather than how many days a person was active.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Live music on the Great White Way could be silenced tomorrow.
The union that represents Broadway musicians says if they do not have a contract by Thursday morning, they're prepared to strike immediately.
And all the jazz.
They go into mediation the day before and say they're hopeful they'll reach an agreement. If musicians walk, 23 shows would be impacted, from Chicago to Book of Mormon to Hamilton.
What's your name?
Alexander Hamilton.
They've been working without a contract since August, asking for better wages and employment and income security.
Things he hasn't done.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Some demon hunters from South Korea are flexing their animated muscles.
Time for our pregame ramen.
The K-pop Demon Hunters movie not only boosted Netflix third quarter revenue by 17%, the streamers capitalizing on their popularity by teaming with Mattel and Hasbro on a line of dolls, action figures, plushies, electronics, games, and other merch. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Brews City police bargaining is over. The Milwaukee Police Association and Mayor Cavalier Johnson have reached a tentative police contract agreement. It didn't come without a public back and forth. The union president accused the city and mayor of insulting officers with inadequate raises and slow negotiations. Mayor Johnson pushed back against some of the union demands and rejected the union-backed idea of deploying the National Guard to address crime. Despite the words, both sides called the New Deal a reasonable compromise that still requires union and a common council approval. Earlier this year, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman was given a new four-year contract. His raise brings his salary to $243,000 annually, a jump of about 33% from his previous pay. After reports that Milwaukee bus drivers were told not to collect fares, Congressman Brian Stile wants to step in. He's introducing a bill called the No Free Rides Act. It would require cities to make sure passengers pay up or risk losing federal funding. Stile says Milwaukee County's fare policy has already cost the system millions and isn't fair to rule-following riders. MCTS argues that the approach was about driver safety, not giveaways. Stile says the plan is about accountability and protecting taxpayers. A night out at Danny Boy's Bar in Horicon took a fiery turn when a disgruntled customer allegedly set the place on fire Monday night. Dodge County investigators say the fire forced a tenant living above the bar to seek refuge on the roof before an officer rescued them with the help of a nearby ladder. Firefighters were able to put out the fire and evacuate everyone's safety. The suspect, a 42-year-old man from Hustisford, faces multiple felony charges, including arson. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County is set to get a big boost for its roads this quarter with more than $10 million in transportation aid. The city of Milwaukee alone gets over $7 million, with communities like Franklin, West Allis, and Wauwatosa also getting hundreds of thousands each. The funding is part of a statewide $145 million investment announced by Governor Tony Evers, the largest transportation aid payout ever. From Milwaukee to the majors, and now to the World Series. UW-Milwaukee alumni Dalton Varsho is heading to baseball's biggest stage with the Toronto Blue Jays, who clinched their first World Series appearance since 1993. Varsho knocked out two key hits in Game 7 against Seattle, driving in a run to help seal the deal. The Marshfield native already made history as UWM's first big league player. The World Series starts Friday. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. A new audit reveals nearly 25% of schools in Wisconsin have missed their financial reporting deadlines. The report from the Legislative Audit Bureau last year says the Department of Public Instruction did not even start reviewing submitted reports until more than 2 months after the deadline. DPI Superintendent Joel Underley says the department's working to improve communication and enforcement. Lawmakers warn the constant issues hurt taxpayers and the quality of education. A new bill at the Wisconsin Capitol is stirring up debate about abortion care. Republicans say their proposal protects doctors performing life-saving procedures so they are not punished under state abortion laws. Opponents, including several medical organizations, are arguing that it adds confusion and uses political language instead of medical terms. Supporters say they hope it'll ease fears among doctors treating dangerous pregnancies. Governor Evers says that he will veto the bill if it passes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A ban on cell phones in Wisconsin classrooms heads to the governor's desk after passing both chambers. The bill would force school districts to stop students from using their cellular devices during class, except in emergencies or with a teacher's permission. Some Democrats are calling the move unnecessary and even risky. State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe says phones can be vital in a lockdown.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa, mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure cleared the Senate 29-4 and faces uncertainty with the governor. Two familiar names are making another run in Wisconsin politics. Fond du Lac County DA Eric Toney announcing that he is running for attorney general again after losing to Josh Call in 2022. And Racine businessman Will Martin says that he is running for lieutenant governor. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
651, good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Good morning to you. Coming up, sports with Mike Clemens. Traffic and weather together as well. Currently, we've got afternoon scattered showers in the forecast. Cloudy or with around or cloudy and 49 to high. Winds could gust up to about 30. Overcast skies in Milwaukee now in 45. Mike Clemens has got sports next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crawley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
6:53, good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, traffic and weather together, and right now, Mike Clemens has got sports.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself. Not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers in
instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Traffic and weather together this morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Let's get traffic update, this time sponsored by Think It Up. Let's say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound stop and go between 124th and Appleton. 4145 northbound Mayfair to Burleigh backed up. 94 westbound at Moreland Road is stall on the right shoulder. And 4145 northbound stop and go from Lannan Road to Holy Hill Road. A vehicle fire still blocks two right lanes. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Think It Up. Think It Up is an initiative to activate student power teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you speak great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join at thinkitup.org. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light showers, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. An isolated shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 42.
Overcast skies in Milwaukee and winds are out of the west at 14, gusting at 24. Coming up, CBS News, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. WAUK News Time, 6:56. Thanks for being there.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Good morning, it's 6:58, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour update. Money advice from CBS Now, Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Vanessa from North Carolina asks, I bought life insurance for my young children to also use as a savings vehicle for college. Now I'm starting to think I made a mistake. What are my options? Well, Vanessa, no need to panic. Your instinct is probably right. Life insurance for college is usually not the best game plan. The first step is to call the insurance company to make sure you've got a clear picture of any potential tax consequences for blowing out of the policies. Once you have the proceeds, the best account to use for college is a 529 plan. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
6:59, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up following our CBS News update, Stuart J. Waddles has local news from the WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lotto has got state news. And coming up next, it's CBS News. Good morning, Milwaukee.
We're a civic media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President J.D. Vance and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stood side by side in Jerusalem today and spoke about the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Here's Vance.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy. I think the Prime Minister knows that as well as anybody, but it's something that we're committed to in the Trump administration.
Last night, Vance visited a new facility in southern Israel where about 200 American troops are helping to monitor the ceasefire.